This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As is usual early in a legislative session, it's been an abbreviated week for lawmakers, with the Senate ending work Wednesday morning.
Let me wish each of you a very blessed Easter.
And the House wrapping up on Thursday.
Happy Easter to all of you, and we will hit the ground running again on Monday.
Despite those well wishes for this coming weekend, there's a whole lot of discord fulminating. At Monday's start of the session, Governor John Bel Edwards charged lawmakers to revamp Louisiana's tax system.
Our corporate tax structure is broken. It is far too unstable and is laden with credits, exemptions, and deductions that put too much of the burden of funding critical state services on individuals in the middle class.
Now, the Truth in Politics Super PAC, backed by Cajun Contractors CEO Lane Grigsby, has launched its campaign to thwart the tax reform effort.
Our economy is hurting. One reason? John Bel Edwards' tax increases. Reject John Bel Edwards' plan and stand strong against higher taxes.
And while the House Ways and Means Committee spent Tuesday and Wednesday holding initial hearings on several dozen of the more than 100 tax reform bills, there's apparently a scheme to rebuff the tax remodeling attempt. Oil City Republican Jim Morris urged fellow Republican Kenny Havard to explore that path.
Have you spent any time with the Appropriations Committee to see if there's some way that we can actually work to not try to do a whole tax restructuring?
Morris was referring to Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry and House Republican Caucus Chair Lance Harris, who have steadily opposed the Democratic governor's proposals. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.